জন বল্লভ গিরিবর
জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কি শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরে কৃষ্ণ টুডে ইজ গৌর পূর্ণিমা শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে অ্যান্ড দেয়ারফোর উই আর গোয়িং টু ডিসকাস from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 4. Sabko Angreji aata hai? Hai. Kaun, kisko Angreji nahi? Angreji samajh, Angreji mein agar class hua, to kiska dikkat hoga? Samajhne mein? ऐसा कोई है जिनको असुविधा होगा विच लैंग्वेज इटालियन यहां तो अंग्रेजी अच्छा हिंदी अनुवाद हो रहा है और हु कैन ट्रांसलेट फॉर हर ओके यू कैन ट्रांसलेट हिंदी समझती हो तुम अच्छा और बस और बंगला में समझने में किसी को दिक्कत होगा बंगला में हिंदी तुम्हारा दिक्कत होगी नहीं मतलब अंग्रेजी में किसी का हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू विल अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश इफ द क्लास इज इन इंग्लिश ओके इज देयर एनीबॉडी हु विल हैव डिफिकल्टी इन ऑफ कोर्स पॉइंटलेस आस्किंग ओके सो Those who want Hindi translation, then Shyamapriyari is translating. Hindi सबको हिंदी में ठीक है मतलब अंग्रेजी में होने से सब ठीक है ना क्या हिंदी का जरूरत होगा हिंदी का जरूरत होगा तो then आप यहां आके बैठ जाइए वहां जाके अनुवाद हो रहा है Or you can go at the back. And Bangla te ye korcho tumi. Mukunda. Ar okay. Oh, Hindi te. Okay. Ekhane anubad hocche Hindi. Okay. Good. Very good. So everyone is set. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is? Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Who is Krishna? Very good. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does Krishna come to this world from time to time? How many of you know the verse, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya? Very good. So what did Krishna say in this verse? That when there is Dharmasya Glani and Adharmasya Abhuttan, when there is deterioration of religious activities, spiritual activities, dharma, and there is increase of irreligiosity,
At that time, in order to re-establish dharma, Krishna comes from time to time. So can Krishna come? Yes. Does Krishna come?
Yes.
Okay. So you believe three things. Here we have to consider. Do you believe that Krishna is God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Krishna can come?
Yes.
And do you believe that Krishna does come?
Yes.
Okay. So 500 years ago, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Could Krishna come?
Yes.
Did Krishna come?
Yes.
Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna.
Very good. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So now in this verse, it is being described why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described in this verse. So do you think it will be important to discuss this verse today? That today is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day? Okay, read after me. Anarpita Charin Chirat Korunaya Avatirnaha Kalo Samarpaitum Unnatujvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundaraduti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridayakandare Puratu Ba Sachinandana. It's quite a long verse, but it's a very important verse. Anarpita charing chira karunayavatir nakalo samarpaitu munnato jala rasan. Okay, actually samarpaitu munnato jala rasan swabhakti shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Puratu Basachinandana Anarpita Charin Chira Karunayavatirna Kalo Samarpaitun Unnato Jalarasa Sabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Puratu Basachinandana.
Anarpita charim chira nayavatir nakalavu samarpayitu munnato jvalarasam bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadam vasande pitah
Mataji's.
Not bestowed. Charim, having been formerly Chirat
for a long time.
Karunaya,
by causeless mercy.
Avatirnaha,
descended.
Kalo,
in the age of Kali.
Samarpaitum,
to bestow.
Unnata,
elevated.
Ujjvala
Rasam,
the conjugal
mellow.
Swabhakti,
of his own service.
Shriyam,
the treasure.
Harihi,
the Supreme Lord.
Purata,
than gold.
Sundara,
more beautiful.
Duti,
of splendor.
Kadamba,
with a
multitude.
Sandipitaha,
illuminated.
Sada,
always.
Hridayakandare,
in the cavity of the heart.
Spuratu,
let him be manifest.
Baha,
your
Sachinandanaha,
the son of Mother Sachi.
Translation
by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
May that Lord,
who is known as the
son of Srimati
Sachi Devi,
be
transcendentally
situated
in the innermost
core of your heart,
resplendent
with the radiance
of molten
gold.
He has
descended in
the age of Kali
by
His causeless mercy
to bestow
what no
incarnation
has ever
offered before,
the most
elevated mellow
of
devotional
service,
the mellow
of conjugal
love.
Please
repeat after me.
May that Lord,
who is known as the
son of
Srimati Sachi Devi,
be
transcendentally
situated
in the
innermost core of
your heart,
resplendent
with the radiance
of molten
gold.
He
is descended in the
age of Kali
by His causeless mercy,
by His causeless mercy,
to bestow what no incarnation
has ever offered before.
The most elevated mellow
of devotional service,
the mellow of conjugal love. Okay, I will read the translation in Hindi also. श्रीमती सची देवी के पुत्र के नाम से विख्यात वे महाप्रभु आपके हृदय के अंतरतम कक्ष में दिव्य रूप से विराजमान हो। पिघले सोने की आभा से दीप्त वे कलियुग में अपनी अहैतु की कृपा से अपनी सेवा के अत्यंत आकृष्ट तथा दीप्त आध्यात्मिक रस को ज्ञान को जिसे उसके पूर्व अन्य कोई अवतार प्रदान नहीं कर सका था प्रदान करने के लिए अवतीर्ण हुए। समझे? ओके, से आफ्टर मी। श्रीमती सची देवी के पुत्र के नाम से विख्यात सची देवी के पुत्र के नाम से विख्यात, मतलब उनका नाम क्या था? सचिनंदन और सचिसुत और सचितानय। वैसे मतलब सची देवी के पुत्र के रूप में अवतीर्ण हुए थे उनके लिए, इसलिए उनका नाम था सची तनय या सचिनंदन। इस नाम में सची देव उनकी माता के पुत्र के नाम रूप में वो विख्यात हुए थे। वो कौन थे? वे महाप्रभु जो सची देवी के पुत्र के नाम के रूप में विख्यात होकर इस जगत में आए थे। वो आपके अंतरतम कक्ष में दिव्य रूप से विराजमान हो, आपके हृदय के अंतरतम कक्ष में दिव्य रूप से विराजमान हो। अच्छा, पिघले सोने की आभा से दीप्त, उनका अंगकांति कैसी थी? पिघले सोने की भांति। वे कलियुग में अपनी अहेतु की कृपा से अपने सेवा के अत्यंत उत्कृष्ट, मतलब सर्वोत्तम सेवा, सर्वोत्तम भक्ति प्रदान करने के लिए आए हैं, जो पहले कभी भगवान प्रदान नहीं किए थे। किसी भी अवतार में भगवान ऐसी भक्ति प्रदान नहीं किए थे। इसका मतलब क्या होता है? इसका मतलब होता है ब्रज प्रेम नहीं दिया भगवान कभी। सर्वोत्तम भक्ति का प्रकाश कहां हुआ है? वृंदावन में, ब्रज लीला में। पहले भगवान अवतीर्ण होकर वैकुंठ प्राप्ति के और वैकुंठ के जो भक्ति है उसके वैकुंठ सेवा के भक्ति का प्रदान किए थे। पहले भगवान वैकुंठ भक्ति प्रदान किए थे, बल्कि ब्रज भक्ति नहीं प्रदान। भगवान आकर क्या करते हैं, क्या सिखाते हैं? भक्ति सिखाते हैं, है ना? जैसे रामचंद्र के रूप में आकर भगवान क्या शिक्षा दिए थे, कैसे उनका भक्त बन सकते हैं हम लोग और उनका भक्त बनने से फायदा क्या होता है, ये शिक्षा दिए थे, है ना? तो जैसे रामचंद्र की लीला में हम देखते हैं हनुमान को भक्ति, लक्ष्मण का भक्ति, सुग्रीव का भक्ति, बंदरों का भक्ति, ये भक्ति भगवान शिक्षा, बल्कि वो जो रामचंद्र की लीला में जो भक्ति वो अयोध्या का भक्ति है। वो कौन सी भक्ति है? शांत रस में,
भक्ति का कितना रस होता है? पांच रस होता है। तो ये पांच में से कौन कौन होता है? शांत, दास्य, सख्य, वात्सल्य और मधुर। इनमें से सबसे उत्कृष्ट कौन सी भक्ति है? मधुर। तो ये मधुर रस में, और रामचंद्र के रूप में भगवान जो हनुमान जो भक्ति किया था वो कौन सी भक्ति थी? हाँ, दास्य भक्ति, दास्य भक्ति था। तो दास्य भक्ति तक ज्यादा से ज्यादा थोड़ा बहुत सख्य भक्ति मिलता था, बल्कि वात्सल्य भक्ति, प्रेम भक्ति, विशेष रूप से प्रेम भक्ति संभव नहीं, प्रदान नहीं हुआ था। तो ये इस अवतरण में भगवान किए। तो ये आप समझ गए सब श्लोक का अर्थ? एवरीवन अंडरस्टूड द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स? हु इज चैतन्य महाप्रभु? हाउ डिड ही बिकम फेमस इन दिस वर्ल्ड? As the son of Sachi Mata, Sachi Devi ke putra ke roop mein, aur jo wo kaun the? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaun hai? Shri Krishna. Well, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So that point is being established here. Why did he come here? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? ब्रज प्रेम प्रदान करने के लिए, इन ऑर्डर टू बिस्टो ब्रज प्रेम। ब्रज प्रेम का विशेषता, व्हाट इज द स्पेशलिटी ऑफ ब्रज प्रेम? ब्रज प्रेम इज एनैक्टेड इन मधुर रस, सो दैट हैज नॉट बीन गिवन बिफोर, देयरफॉर अनर्पित चरिंग चिरात। In order to give that, Karunaya Avatirna Kalu, very mercifully he has appeared. Samarpayitum unnatujjala rasam swabhakti shriyam and Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandeepitam. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purata Sundara Duti, assuming the complexion like that of molten gold, he has appeared. So now this point has been very clearly established by next few verses. Okay, in Bengali, Chaitanya Charitamrita has been written in Bengali, so I'll read the verses in Bengali and read the translation. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajar Shahu Nitya Bihar. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, is the supreme lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes ব্রজধাম। ব্রহ্মার একদিনে তিহ একবার অবতীর্ণ হইয়া করেন প্রকট বিহার। ব্রহ্মার একদিনে তিহ একবার, ওয়ান্স ইন এ ডে অব ব্রহ্মা হি ডিসেন্ডস টু দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড টু ম্যানিফেস্ট হিজ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল পাস টাইমস। হাউ অফেন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কামস? ওয়ান্স ইন এ ডে অব ব্রহ্মা। What is the duration of the day of Brahma? How long is the day of Brahma? 1000 Chaturyuga. So one in 1000 Chaturyuga, Chaitanya Krishna comes once, as Krishna comes only once. In when does he come? Ekattor Chaturyuge ek monnantar, chouddo monnantar Brahmar divasho bhitar. 71 Dibba Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantars in one day of Brahma.
বৈবস্বত নাম এই সপ্তম মন্বন্তর, ২৭ চতুর্যুগ তাহার অন্তর। দ্য প্রেজেন্ট মনু হু ইজ দ্য সেভেন্থ ইজ কল্ড বৈবস্বত, দ্য সান অফ বিবস্বান। 27 দিব্য যুগস অফ হিজ এজ হ্যাভ নাও পাসড। অষ্টবিংশ আফটার হাউ মেনি মনুজ আর দেয়ার, হাউ মেনি মন্বন্তরস আর দেয়ার, হাউ মেনি মনুজ রেইনস আর দেয়ার ইন এ ডে অফ ব্রহ্মা? 14. ওকে, অ্যান্ড হু ইজ রুলিং ওভার দিস মন্বন্তর? বৈবস্বত মনু। অ্যান্ড ইন বৈবস, অ্যান্ড হাউ মেনি দিব্য যুগ আর দেয়ার ইন ব্রহ্মা, ইন মনুজ, ইন ওয়ান মন্বন্তর? 71. So out of that 71, 27 manvantar is passed. After 27 manvantar, that means on the 28th manvantar. On the 28th manvantar, Dwaparero Sheshe, at the end of Dwapar Yuga of the 28th Dibba Yuga. I'm not manvantar, I'm sorry, Dibba Yuga. On the 28th Dibba Yuga, in the Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Brajadham. That means Vrindavan descends to this earth when Krishna performs his pastimes. What is the predominating mellow of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan? Madhur. So that has been pointed out. And then it is saying, যথেষ্ট বিহরি কৃষ্ণ করে অন্তর্ধান, অন্তর্ধান করি মনে করে অনুমান। আফটার ট্রান্সেন্ডিং, আফটার ডিসেন্ডিং, লর্ড কৃষ্ণ এনজয়স হিজ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল পাস টাইমস অ্যাজ লং অ্যাজ হি উইশেস, অ্যান্ড দেন হি ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স। আফটার ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারিং হাউ এভার হি থিঙ্কস, চিরকাল নাহি করি প্রেম ভক্তি দান, প্রেম ভক্তি বিনা জগতের নাহি অবস্থান। ফর এ লং টাইম আই হ্যাভ নট বিস্টোড আনঅ্যালয়েড লাভিং সার্ভিস টু মি আপন দ্য ইনহ্যাবিটেন্টস অফ দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড। উইদাউট সচ লাভিং অ্যাটাচমেন্ট দ্য এক্সিস্টেন্স অফ দ্য মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ ইউজলেস। সো হিয়ার টু পয়েন্টস ইজ মেকিং, টু পয়েন্টস ইজ বিং মেড ইন দ্য ভার্স। হোয়াট ডিড কৃষ্ণ কনসিডার, হোয়াট ডিড কৃষ্ণ থিঙ্ক? Krishna thought that I did not give this prema bhakti for a long, long time. For how long time he didn't give it? For 1,000 chaturyuga. In the previous millennium, manvantar, he gave. And now, in this manvantar, after 1,000 chaturyugas, he has given it. And then the second point he is making is bhakti vina jagate nahi abusthan. That without bhakti, without devotion, existence in the material nature is useless. Do you understand that? This point you try to understand very carefully. To live in this world without bhakti is meaningless. So what makes our existence in this material nature successful? What makes our existence in the material nature successful? Who is prepared to give the answer? Raise your hand. What makes our existence in the material nature successful? Okay, Puneet? No, here this verse is particularly saying that. Bhakti. To live without bhakti is meaningless. To live without bhakti is meaningless. Or is the purpose of existing in the material nature is to become very successful in life? How many of you think that the purpose of life is to become a very successful man or woman? How many of you think that the purpose of life is to make a lot of money? How many of you think that purpose of life is to become very famous?
How many of you think that the purpose of your existence is to become a devotee? Very good. And all, remember this point very carefully. Bhakti bina jagater nahi avastha. To live in this world without bhakti is completely useless. Because then what will happen? One will come, live for a while, and then he will die and go away. And then after death, what kind of body one can get? There is no guarantee. One may get a human birth, but there is no guarantee. But there is a possibility of 8,399,999 possibilities. You can take any birth, any of these birth. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And one can get any of these possibilities, any of this life. And out of that only 400,000 are human beings. So please recognize the importance of this, utilizing this opportunity of becoming a devotee. So please become a very good devotee. What does it mean to become a devotee? The devotee means one who is surrendered to Krishna. If you surrender yourself to Krishna, that is the meaning of becoming a devotee. And surrender to Krishna means, what? How do you understand that somebody is surrendered to you? Somebody may come and tell you, I am very surrendered to you. But then you tell him, can you please do it for me? Then he says, no, I can't do it. Get somebody else to do it. Is that surrender? No. Surrender means you ask him to do something and he will do it. Right? That is the meaning of surrender. So when we surrender to Krishna, how do we recognize that we are surrendering to Krishna? Listening to what Krishna says. And when Krishna says, you chant the holy name, and you chant the holy name, that is the indication of surrender. Right? The surrendered means to follow the instruction of Krishna. So what did Krishna say in this age? Coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, chant the holy name of the Lord. And whoever does that, he is surrendered. That means he is a devotee. Whoever chants the holy name of the Lord is a devotee of the Lord. If somebody doesn't chant the holy name of the Lord, we have to understand that he is not a devotee of the Lord. So the indication of being surrendered is in following the instructions. So Krishna is considering, Krishna is telling, bhakti bina jagater nahi avastha. To live without bhakti is completely meaningless. Which means the purpose of our life or the fulfillment of our existence lies in becoming a devotee of the Lord. Become a devotee of the Lord. Then your life will be successful. Shakul jagote more kare vidhi bhakti, vidhi bhakte brajabhav paite nahi shakti. This point is very important. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. Vidhi, there are two types of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti and prema bhakti. There are two types of bhakti. So, or you can say vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti. So generally, people worship Krishna through vaidhi bhakti. Krishna, here it is saying Krishna is considering. Shakole jagote more, shakol jagote more, kare vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti brajabhav paite nahi shakti. Everywhere, everybody, when he becomes a devotee of Krishna, generally serves him by following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. But following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, which is serving Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. One cannot get Brajabhakti. ঐশ্বর্য জ্ঞানেতে সব জগৎ মিশ্রিত ঐশ্বর্য শিথিল প্রেমে নাহি মোর প্রীত নোইং মাই অপুলেন্স দ্য হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড লুকস আপন মি উইথ অ অ্যান্ড ভেনারেশন বাট ডিভোশন মেড ফিব বাই সচ রেভারেন্স ডাজ নট অ্যাট্রাক্ট মি ঐশ্বর্য জ্ঞানেতে এভরিবডি serves Krishna. How does everybody serve Krishna? Everybody serves Krishna with Aishwarya Gyan. Aishwarya Gyan means awe and reverence. Aishwarya means opulence. So everyone knows Krishna's opulence. How many opulences Krishna have? Complete 6 opulences. Therefore, one naturally looks up to Krishna with awe and reverence. But due to this awe and reverence, love becomes feeble. Love becomes weak. So when the love becomes weak due to Aishwarya Gyan, then Krishna doesn't become pleased with that. So indication here is that in Vrindavan, there is only love. There is no awe and reverence. What is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that in Vrindavan, there is friendship, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. These are the 3 mellows that are present in Vrindavan. Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras and Madhur Ras. So these 3 mellows cannot be experienced, or these 3 relationships cannot be developed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because friendship is among equal. Right? Now who can become equal to God? Parental, God becomes junior and devotee becomes senior. Who can become superior to God? Is it possible? No. And conjugal means developing a loving relationship with God as like that of a young boy and a young girl. Who can love God as his lover? Now nowhere in Vaikuntha this is available. It's only in Vrindavan these 3 relationships are available, because there that opulence is not there. Krishna's 6 opulences are not being manifest there. Which means in Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. He's God, but he's not acting like God. Like say, for example, a king with his own people may act a drama. When he's playing the drama, is he the character of the drama or he is the king? If you think that he is the king, then will you be able to enjoy the drama? No. You have to recognize that he is that person. Doesn't it happen in a drama? Like you see a big actor, say Amitabh Bachchan, playing the role of a criminal. Do you see him as Amitabh Bachchan or do you see him as the criminal when you're watching the movie? But is Amitabh Bachchan a criminal? No. He is playing the role of a criminal. So that is the drama. So similarly, Krishna's pastimes is like a drama. Is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not?
Yes.
Yes. But in Vrindavan, is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead or is he a cowherd boy? So in Vrindavan he is a cowherd boy. He is not God. Now can you become equal to a cowherd boy? Can somebody? Can somebody develop friendship with a cowherd boy? Can somebody become the father and mother of a cowherd boy? Can somebody become the lover of a cowherd boy?
Yes.
Very good. So that is the specialty of Vrindavan. Therefore, he is saying, Oishwarya Shithil Preme Nahi Mor Priti. When love, so in Vrindavan, what is happening? Everybody has that intense loving relationship with Krishna in these three mellows. Friendship, parental and conjugal. For example, when Krishna's friends, how many of you read Krishna book? How many? Okay, very good. So, the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, are they treating Krishna as a friend? Or they are treating Krishna as God?
Friend.
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, are they treating Krishna as their son? Or they are treating Krishna as God?
Son.
Now if Krishna was God, then could they treat him like a son? Okay, the gopis are treating Krishna as their lover or God? So that is the specialty of Vrindavan. Therefore that has been described that in Vrindavan the prem, love is the most important criteria, most important consideration. But if you allow Krishna, if you allow or if you get to know that Krishna is God, then can you develop that relationship with Him? What to speak of Krishna? Say for example, a man comes to the temple. He is an elderly, sick gentleman. You speak to him, you tell him, and sometimes you may even make joke with him. Sardar ji ki gal hai. But then, if you get to know that person is the Prime Minister of India, how will you treat him? Can you treat him the same way? No. Your attitude will change. Isn't it? Why? Because you got to know that he is the Prime Minister. But if that person comes and treats you like a friend, then you can treat him like that. Right? So that is the point here, that in Braja, in Vrindavan, this loving relationship is there in friendship, conjugal, friendship, parental and conjugal. Now in order to give that loving devotion, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me see if I can continue this class later on sometime today. Or maybe tomorrow I'll continue this class again on the same topic. Now let's have the darshan of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. Premana.